Fellow Lyons, I am currently serving as your first Vice District Governor, and I am also a member of Cowan Lyons Club, which is just south of Swindon for those of you slightly further afield. I came to this new district from one of the old districts last July, when parts of A, D and W came together to form the new 105SC. Over my 7 months as first Vice District Governor, I've managed to visit about 18 clubs and have enjoyed several charters. During those events, I have met many Lyons, both new and old, from parts of the new district formerly unknown to me. It was a great and wonderful experience. I have also seen many new and sometimes very novel ways of holding meetings. Does it matter? Not really. You are your own club, so as long as you've got good membership, serving the community, having fun, and sticking to the principles of Lyonism, who should worry? You can see from my CV on the website that I've been a Lyon for around 25 years. I have been in two Lyons clubs and have now had the privilege of serving in two district cabinets. My passion is membership, and I am very dismayed at how the membership has declined over the years. Some reasons are very well known and some are unavoidable. When I became a Lyon back in the 90s, there were over 20,000 members across the country. At last count, we had dropped to around 11,300, nearly half. If you compare the figures, we are losing on average around 600 members per year, which is not good history, and actually means in about 11 years' time we will not exist if we keep going this way. Per club, you don't always notice, as your club may be growing, but it is a major problem that needs urgently addressing. Have people out in the community lost their willingness to serve? I know the answer is no, because I am also out there with them in other parts of my life doing just that. They have a different, slightly newer perception of how to do it. We need to learn those new perceptions and allow the new ways into our clubs. A way of understanding what is now needed is to remember when we were young and viewed our elders, and especially our grandparents, as old-fashioned because of their age and the way they did things. Many of us are now those elders, and we have younger members wondering when they can have the chance to modernise the way Lyons work. We shouldn't forget that we need to change, because change is inevitable. And we shouldn't be trying to change them, we should be allowing them to change us. Membership is vital, and we do need to strengthen the way we view the community where we find our members and supporters, along with becoming more visible by addressing the needs of that community. If elected, my goals are to put my efforts into reversing the decline in membership and to open up cabinet to be more understood and appreciated by the members instead of frowned upon as many currently do. Many thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing many more of you in the near future. Thank you again, and keep safe.